Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Coffee Talk with Soy Latte. I'm bringing to you this morning an inspirational talk show to encourage a healthy lifestyle. Our topic this morning is the gift in you. I would like to introduce a good friend of mine, Sherry. Sherry, are you on the line? Are you
on the line? Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Okay. Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing good. I am good.
Well, I love this idea of this show. I'm so proud of you. And this is, like, to me, like the best thing ever that you could possibly be doing, because you're such an inspiration to me. Yesterday, I was like, had a teary moment because I was just thinking about just the friendship that we have and the support that you show me, and just, I don't know, it was, like I said, it was a teary moment for me yesterday, and so I just think, like, this is the greatest thing in the world that you could be doing, because the inspiration that I get from you to continue to move forward, and it's just unbelievable. So I am very, very proud of you.
Well, I appreciate that, Sherry. You know what, and that is one of the reasons why I decided to do this. Generally, my day starts out with me having a cup of coffee and getting my thoughts together and trying to figure out and planning what I'm going to do for the day. And most times I'm speaking to my mom in the morning. We generally have our power talks in the morning, or some other close friend. And it's people like you that have said to me over the years, you know, to call me and to thank me for what I said, or to thank me for the support that I had given them. And, you know, and at that time, I could barely remember, you know, the conversations. And it's just me being me. And I guess it's God working through me through other people, because I don't think about what I'm going to say. I just try to be supportive and try to be objective, you know, and just trying to do the right thing. And it's thoughts like that and people like you that have inspired me to come up with this idea called Coffee Talk, where I could do this on a consistent basis. So I thank you for that, and again, I appreciate you as well. And I appreciate you being on the call with me this morning.
It's my pleasure. And again, like I said, it's just, I mean, I don't know. God works in mysterious ways. He always does, and somehow he always leads us to what we're supposed to be doing. But again, like I said, just yesterday, just thinking about since I met you, just all the things that we've been through together, and it's like I know that when I'm feeling down and don't know what to do and don't feel like I can go on, it's like, let me call my girl Dawn. Let me call Dawn, because I know she's going to say something, you know, the right words, the right, you never fail me. You never fail me. So I'm just glad that God led you to do this.
While you're thanking me, remember to thank God, because he is the one. And I always think that we have the resources that we need to get through what we need to get through. It's just realizing where those resources are. You know, we always hear that you have everything you need to make it, but it's just not, sometimes they don't come in packages that we are familiar with seeing, so we often overlook them. But we definitely have the resources that we need to get through it. Our topic this morning is the gift in you. As we both were sharing that as I was trying to share that, I believe that this is a gift for me to give to other people, and I think that we all have gifts. We all have something embedded in us, something that inspires us and something that motivates us. And we have these gifts. Sometimes we don't know we have them. So this talk this morning is to encourage us to look for those gifts and how to recognize those gifts. And how you cultivate them. Sherry, while I believe that this is my gift, I believe that you have a gift. You've recently moved from Atlanta, and we miss you here, to L.A.
Oh, thank you. I miss you guys, too. Believe me, I do.
I want you to share this morning what you believe your gift is and how you've went about, how you recognized that was your gift.
Wow. It's so funny because I guess all my life, I've always been a leader. You know, everything I've ever done in my life, I've always pursued to be at the top, to lead people and to inspire people and to motivate people. So for a long time, I wasn't sure exactly what my gift was. You know, it's like I knew that I was supposed to be in front of people. I knew that I was supposed to lead in some sort of way, but wasn't sure exactly how to do that. And again, just like you said a few minutes ago, you know, we don't always know exactly what it is right away, but somehow God will lead you to your gift. And that's basically what happened to me. It's like, you know, one day I had the notion that I wanted to start a talk show, and my passion is helping people. I've always had a big heart. I've always been a big, you know, a big crybaby, really. You know what I mean? It's like I've always, my passion is wanting to help people that are in need, people who have some sort of handicap, and I don't mean that in a physical way, but maybe, you know, not believing in themselves or not thinking that they can do certain things or just almost, you know, for lack of better words, just when I always say when you know better, you do better. So, again, probably about 10 years ago, I just started to, my talent started to lead me in that direction. So, you know, that's what I'm here for. I moved to L.A. I've been pursuing this talk show now for about the last 8 years. And, you know, I've just been praying to God to make me a soldier for him so that I could bring to the talk show world some depth, you know, it's like, you know, I love these shows that talk about celebrities and all of this. I mean, that's entertaining, and we need that. You know, there's nothing in life like not being able to laugh or being entertained. But my desire is to be able to bring to a platform people to bring people to a platform where they can talk about blockages in their lives, and we not just talk about those blockages, but be able to offer them solutions to get past it. And that's the premise of what I want to do, is to be able to help people get past the cycles, the family cycles of not thinking that you can be, you know, the greatest person that God created you to be. And God gave each and every one of us a gift, and we just got to find it, and we got to be able to realize that we have the power within us to make them come true.
There are people out there who are just talented in a number of things. So for a person like that, how could they recognize what is actually their gift?
Now, that's a good question, because that was the biggest problem that I had in trying to find my hone in on exactly what it is God wanted me to do, because I'm one of those people who is multi-talented. I'm a very artsy person, a creative person, so I'm good at a whole bunch of things. But the one thing that God created me to be is this leader that I'm talking about being right now, the passion. I think you find it in your passion, because you're so passionate about your cause that you know that's what it is. So, and again, I struggled with that, because I'm like, oh, my God, you know, I'm good at this and I can do that, and, you know, I'm good at that. And music was one of my first loves. So for a long time I thought that my path was supposed to be in music some way. But no, not at all. And I think, again, timing. God is all about timing, and, you know, you're doing things at the right time. So trust me, if it's your passion and if it's what God wants you to do, you will be led toward it. That's for sure. Because, like I said, I was stuck in that rut of not knowing exactly what to do, which arena to pursue. And then I just, like I said, as the older I got, and the closer I got to what God wanted me to do, you can feel it. It resonates in your soul. And God sends you God winks. When you're on the right path, it's like he sends little angels along the way to say, yes, this is what I want you to do. And he starts making that road a little bit easier for you.
And what kind of struggles did you encounter while you were pursuing your gift or your calling or your purpose, or however you want to refer to it? What struggles did you encounter?
Everyone you can think of, I swear to you. And that's the thing. I mean, it's like when your passion usually leads you to greatness. And the thing about greatness is that it doesn't come without a cost. And the reason why I believe that it comes at such a great cost is that there's so many lessons that you need to learn along the way so that you're grateful for where you are and you just don't forget what it took for you to get there. Because I just think that in life, anything that comes too easy, we take it for granted. So my road to this has been not easy at all. I mean, first of all, I'm pursuing probably one of the hardest careers that it is for anybody to try to get into, which is TV. And so along that road, believe me, I've had doors closed in my face. I've had people that tell me I couldn't do it because I'm a nobody. I've had, my move to L.A., again, has been tremendous because we're in an economy right now where, you know, everybody's hurting, everybody's struggling. America is starting over and redefining how we do things now. And so, I've encountered financial struggles. I've encountered moments where I didn't believe in myself. I've encountered naysayers, people who, again, who told me I couldn't do it. Just all kinds of things. But yet, I always say I have this recipe for success, which is, you know, you got to be able to have the courage to get started, and you got to have the faith to stay in the game, and then along the way, you got to have the tough skin to be able to take all the disappointments along the way, because there will be many, and they're not designed to make you give up, which a lot of people do, but they're designed to make you stronger and to make you, I think, like at the top of your game, where you are very best at what it is you're trying to be. But is it easy? Absolutely not. And I would never tell anybody that it's easy. But again, like I said, nothing in life that's worth having is easy. And I just encourage people to, you know, get that courage to get started. That's the biggest thing, is get that courage to get started and then have that faith that God wants you to do it. And he will show you, because I've had so many miracles in my life since I took these, it's like, I follow God's lead, and you can hear him. I always pray and meditate in the mornings, and that's my moments with God. And he tells me what steps that I should take and things that I should do. And they may come in forms of other people, may come in the form of something I'm reading, but you got to just stay in that faith, because it's so important, because there are many moments where you want to give up, and I have them every day, every single day. But I don't give up.
Well, that you inspire all of us to move forward, Sherry, and I appreciate you sharing that story with us, because we do recognize that success does come with a price. And one thing about following your gift and doing things that you're passionate about is that I honestly believe that your gift will make room for you. You know, it will open doors for you.
Yes,
and just as you said, if you're walking the path of where you are ordained to be, doors will begin to open for you. And that's confirmation. That's confirmation that you are on the right path. It's almost like directions, you know, when you are on MapQuest and you're following directions and it says go down Thornton Parkway and then make a left. So, you know, you're being directed. So first you're going to go down Thornton Parkway, and after you have gone, you know, a mile or so, then you will make the left. And I believe that's the way that God works in our lives when he's given us direction as to where we are trying to go. But sometimes we're often blinded by the end result, that we're focused on, you know, where we ultimately want to be, as opposed to, you know, following those directions. So we appreciate that from you. We appreciate you sharing. You know, you have my love and support, and how I can help and assist you. But listen, you know I'm there.
Just stay where you are, so when I have those moments, I can call you.
Absolutely. Well, there's another person that I want to bring on the line, and she is a dear, dear good friend of mine. I had the opportunity to spend some time with her last weekend. She was here to provide support. And let me tell you, one thing about true friendship, you don't have to speak to them every day. You don't have to be on the phone. And it's like the moment you get together, you connect as if you just spoke with them yesterday.
Absolutely.
I have a dear friend of mine who is on the call, and she's married. She has children. She's employed, and she's also finding her gift and following her passion. And I want to introduce to all of you Elaine McCotter. Are you there? Elaine? Well, while we're waiting for Elaine to get back on the call, she's originally from Washington, D.C., and she started a business where she is buying and selling merchandise. And she's encountered some struggles doing that, and I wanted her to share her struggles and tell her story to us to inspire us to move on. And while we're waiting for her, Sherry, why don't we continue to educate?
You know, one of the things that I thought about a few minutes ago when you were saying about, you know, just following that path, one of the things I wanted to say is that sometimes we view challenges and road blockages as, you know, is that an opportunity for me to quit? And it absolutely is not. When we encounter certain challenges, sometimes to me, those are messages to God to change our direction, to change our path. Maybe we're going in a direction that's causing us more struggle than that's necessary. And I always use the analogy that, let's say you're on your way to work one morning and you're taking the same route that you've always taken, and then you get to a certain street and there's road work being done. Do you decide, oh, I'm not going to work because this one street is blocked? No, absolutely not. What do? You find an alternate route. And I always use that as a path for my life as well. When I'm on a path, like you said, we get married to the end result rather than the experience. And the experience has so many lessons in it. And there's so many things within that experience that we need to grasp and stop and say, this isn't my opportunity to stop. This is my opportunity to redirect my path. So that's just one of the things that came to me that I really wanted to share with everybody, that when you meet certain challenges, just look at where you are and say, how can I do this different? How can I improve on what I'm doing? Because God is trying to say to you, there's something else out there for you that can help you.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right about that. And I think that you're right in terms of we do get so hooked up on the end result that we do lose sight of the messages that are in those lessons. And, you know, I'm one of those people. I'm definitely, surprisingly, I am one of those people. And because I always thought that, you know, well, you're a good person, you do good things, and good things will happen to you.
I wish.
when life happens, you know, where we're tested, you know, to go through these stages of our life, you think, well, wait a minute, why is this happening to me? You know, and we forget that it's designed to groom us. It's designed
exactly.
to prune us.
Exactly.
And
improve us and make us stronger.
That is something to be remembered. I believe that Elaine is on the call now. Are you there, Elaine?
Not.
Hello. We've missed you.
Dial.
Okay. Well, Elaine is on the line. As I said before, she is a very good friend. She is following her gift and has decided to open up a business, and I would like her to share that with us.
Again, my name is Elaine. I also have a business partner who has also been one of my best friends for the last 20 years, Pamela Dixon. She's on the line with me.
Hi.
Pam and I decided to open up a consignment boutique. The name of the boutique is Our Secret Closet Consignment Boutique. We got this idea last year of 2008 after coming home from Arizona. And, you know, we were inspired by a couple of people that we met out there who had struggles and talked about how they had problems with being able to afford certain things, you know, the economy, they had lost their jobs. And when we got back home, we found a few people having that same problem.
And so the two of you collectively decided to come together to start a consignment shop?
Yes. We decided to start a consignment shop. You know, years ago, growing up, we also had difficulties being able to afford clothes. I mean, not just designer clothes, because some people look at this consignment shop to be able to afford designer items. And I just want to put out there that, you know, you don't need to have a designer item to look nice. So we used to, you know, grow up wanting certain things. You know, kids are so mean. You know, sometimes we used to get talked about. So, you know, my passion has always been to be able to take what I've been through and make sure that nobody else has to go through that same thing. So Pamela and I used to, we started collecting our own clothes. You know, we both have children, and I used to ride around and around town, and I used to keep bags of clothing in my trunk, and I didn't have anybody to give it to, but there was no way I was just going to give it away, and I didn't want to take it to the thrift stores because sometimes even the thrift stores kind of mark the things up too high. So I always just take things around in my trunk and just give it away, you know, anytime I heard anybody talking about needing something. And, you know, that desire, that passion to say, okay, having this consignment shop, we can do the same thing. We can continue to give back to the community, and at the same time we can have people be able to come into our store and be able to afford nice, sometimes designer, sometimes not, items where they can be happy when they walk out the door.
Wow, and that is inspiring. You, I mean, just hearing your story and sharing that, you have just given me chills. I want to ask you, do you have a location now where you're doing this? Where are you doing this?
You know, Don, I heard you speak about, I think her name is Sherry.
Yeah, her name is Sherry.
I heard you talk to Sherry about, and you asked her what are her struggles. And I don't look at it as a struggle. And, you know, I look at it as the same thing that you've said. If it's meant to be, things kind of are put in order and things happen. Some of our struggles, you know, we are both married. We have children. We have full-time jobs. And we are also continuing our education with online night classes. And right now, we don't have a location, which I don't look at as a struggle because God has provided and opened so many doors for us. Like I said, we started this in 2008, and now, you know, a year later, we're down at Eastern Market in Washington, D.C. every Sunday. We also have just got involved with an evening market on Saturdays at Bloom Bars, which is located on 11th Street Northwest. And we also have been hooked up with a couple of foundations, ANC Umbrella Foundation, who does a yearly toy drive back to school event. And he's now getting ready to host a free community block party that we're involved in. And we also teamed up with April Watts, WHW Rocks. And we also were able to, you know, provide services for her event. And we have recently put up on our Facebook fan page that we will have a location coming soon, which will be before the year 2011.
Wow. Elaine, I heard you mention that you are married with children, and I cannot begin to count how many times I've heard people say that I can't do this because I'm married. I can't do this because I have kids. I can't do this because I work, and by the time I get home, I'm tired. How does your support system work with you in terms of making this happen with your husband and your kids? Because he's not a part of the business. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And how does this? How are you making this happen with your family?
I mean, like you said, the word family means so much to me, and my husband is not directly a part of the our secret closet, but he supports us in everything that we do. Pamela's husband also, and her daughter, supports us. We basically have come in, and we continue to do what we do as moms and as wives, but at the same time, you know, our families have made it possible for us to take that time out. You know, having that passion, you learn how to juggle. you can use the weekends. You can use your weekdays, and when you have that passion and you're tired and you're stressed out, you know, you get this positive energy about giving back to the community and doing something for yourself that you know is going to help others.
Wonderful. Well, Elaine, we appreciate you being on the air this morning. And in closing, I would like to allow you and Sherry an opportunity to say something to inspire others to follow their dream and to pursue their desires. Is there anything you want to share or close out with?
Pamela?
Hello?
I want to give Pamela an opportunity to share something on behalf of both of us.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Pam.
Hi, Dawn.
Thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome. What I want to say to inspire others is to follow your dream. This process that Elaine and I are going through and trying to make our secret closet a success and also with giving back to the community has been a little hard, but we have our families, we have our moms, our dads, and our husbands to fall back on. And if you got that family support, you can always go far. So just follow your dream, follow your heart, and your dream will come true. And don't give up.
Pam, I thank you for that, and I wish you and Lane the best. And good luck to the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry, would you like to say something to close out?
Again, I think what she just said was a mouthful. I mean, it's the greatest advice you can give anybody, but I would just tell anybody to just get started. Make that step. Make that step. It's your passion. It's what God gave you to be happy and to live the greatest life ever. And I always tell people is don't believe everything you think, because our mind is our greatest enemy, to be very honest. It's like, you know, as a child, we're given limitations. God didn't give us limitations. He's not the author of fear. And so when you have those things in your mind and you start having doubt, just remember who you are and who your Father is, and then take that first step. And from there, I promise you, I'm not telling you it's going to be easy, but it will be wonderful, the end result, that you are who God created you to be. And I just think that in a world where we live today, if we can all find that small piece of happiness, then we'll make the place a better place to live. So that's my closing statement.
Yeah, Sherry, I agree. Taking that first step is the most important thing, because sometimes we allow ourselves to be scared, and fear can hold us back for so long. So taking that first step and remembering that every step you take, a new door opens for you.
That's right. That's right. And I'm so proud of you girls. I mean, having a family and husband and kids, I mean, that's a full-time, everyday job in itself. And then you're holding down regular jobs, which is, you did it. And I'm very proud of you guys. And I will be following and supporting you along the entire way. And that's the other thing, is supporting each other. That's so important.
Okay.
That's what I said to Dawn this morning. She's part of my support system. And without my support system, I could never be where I am today. Because those are God's angels that He places in your life to give you the support that you need. So I'm just very proud of all of you all.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And Dawn is an angel. I just want to give shout out to Dawn. Thank you so much.
Yes, she is.
Well, I thank you ladies for being on the show. And again, I commend you for overcoming fear and facing those challenges every day. As we all know, that fear is false evidence of things appearing real. And I want to say that we are not defined by where we live or what kind of car we drive. And I want to encourage everyone that's listening this morning to find your purpose, reach out and find out who you are, and spend some time in prayer and meditation, figuring out what God wants you to be. And that is the ultimate route to success. I thank you all for being on the show, and I look forward to speaking with you again next Saturday as we talk about a mother's love in honor of Mother's Day. You all be blessed. Have a blessed week. And hope to talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Have a good day, everybody.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.